Don't look back because the market is closed. Good Wednesday afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the VRA Daily Investing Podcast, where we give you a brief recap of today's market action based on the VRA investing system and what we see happening for investors. So let's jump right in. Today wrapped up day two of the Fed meeting, where we saw, as expected, the Fed raise rates another 0.25 basis points to 2%, marking the second rate hike this year and the seventh hike since the start of this tightening cycle. Investors had fully anticipated this move higher, so no real shocking news today. However, as we believe history has shown us, higher rates and a stronger dollar can contribute to how investors value stocks and other assets. The facts are clear here. Stocks love higher rates, to a certain degree, that is. And as higher rates confirm that an economy is expanding and earnings that are continuing to grow. So something that we'll be watching and reporting on closely. As we have covered much in our updates, precious metals and miners love a rising rate environment. Like I said, to a certain extent. So since the first rate hike at the end of 2016, gold is up 23% and also finished up on the day, now back above its $1,300 an ounce mark. However, this will not be a confirmed breakout until gold is back above roughly its $1,375 to $1,400 an ounce. Silver, also a nice day on the day, up 1.12% to get back above $17 an ounce, now up 24% since the first Fed rate hike. Again, we see rising rates as very bullish in the short term for our precious metals and miners. Now on to our major indexes, with all four of them opening slightly higher on the day before seeing a turn in some end-of-day selling pressure. The Dow, being our biggest loser on the day, closed down 0.47% or 118 points to close at 25,202. The NASDAQ, in green for most of the day, before closing down 0.11% or 8 points to close at 7,695. The S&P 500, being our second biggest loser on the day, finished down 0.4% to finish at 2,775. And lastly, the Russell 2000 finished down on the day 0.34% to finish at 1,676. Moving to the internals, we also saw red territory today in the advances to declines, with 3,137 advances to 5,475 declines. However, another strong day here in new highs to new lows, with 479 new highs to just 144 new lows, telling us that this broadening pattern is still taking place. And again, before today, 7 out of the last 7 days were 5-to-1 gains for the for new highs. So, no real shock here today. As the Fed, as I said earlier, the Fed rate hike was to be expected. And as we have covered here, a pause in our major indexes could have been expected, as all four of the major indexes we covered earlier are still in overbought territory. So they are still there today, relieving some of that pressure, something that we'll be monitoring closely and reporting on here. Folks, that does it for today. Don't forget to sign up for 2 free weeks to the VRA daily email updates. You can sign up now at VRAinsider.com. I hope you have a great rest of the day. Until next time, we'll see you here tomorrow, and tomorrow's a new day.